Hi everybody, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in, and this episode is in memory of my great friend Neil Harrop. Thank you. Well, 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 Neil, what can I say? You were like a father figure to me, and I will never forget the lessons you taught me. You were there for me when I was down, and you were just an all-round good friend. I always enjoyed our Thursdays, where we'd have a laugh and a joke, and just talk about anything we wanted to talk about. And you'd always coin the famous phrase, "See you next Thursday." And that's what I loved about you. And that's what you were. You were our Nelly. I will love you forever and always. Your son, Jordan.
Neil was a very dear friend of mine in Jordan's, and he'll leave a big impact in our lives. I still think about our Thursday afternoons in Wetherspoons, sat in the sun when it was really sunny. He was always the life and soul of the party. Always had a lovely smile on his face. We met some lovely friends through Jordan as well. And it's really nice that we can carry on meeting up with them on Thursdays to honour his name. We first met Jordan at the Heroes of Waterloo through another chap that we know. And the first memories I have of Neil was when he was pissed, which was really quite funny. And one of the first stories I do remember him telling me about was when him and Joanne went on holiday and he got that drunk that he couldn't get out the lift. I think he must have fallen or something, and Joanne couldn't get him out, so this bloke had to come and help her rescue him out of the lift and get him into his room. And one day when we went to meet him for breakfast, he was complaining about his shoulder hurting, and I think that's why. But that's one of the first like memories that I won't forget of a story that Neil told us, along with many, many others. But we will carry on going to Spoons on a Thursday afternoon in memory of our dear friend Neil.
Hi George, it's Lewis here. My favourite memory of us and Neil was when we went Armani for an Indian. I don't know, it was a fair few months ago, probably start of this year, maybe before Christmas. It was a brilliant night, wasn't it? It was a good night. We had a good laugh, didn't we? Had some nice food. Yeah, and that was my favourite memory of him. Neil, such a lovely, lovely guy, wasn't he? He was so nice. Yeah, he was just an absolute top bloke overall. So, that's for Neil.
My name's Stephen Hepburn. I was fortunate enough to be Neil Harrop's best mate for 67 years, from when we joined West End Juniors together at 5 until his recent sad passing. The number of stories I could tell about Nelly, as we affectionately knew him, are numerous, but I'll just tell one hilarious one through this medium. We always went for a drink on Sunday lunchtime after I played football with some other guys, and we loved our game of cards. One week, of course, this was many, many years ago and pre-mobile phones and mobile communication, and Nelly was in the pub with his girlfriend's fur coat on, worn inside out and very little underneath, and his feet squeezed into a pair of her shoes. This seemed quite strange because I don't think they'd invented transvestites then, but nevertheless, it appeared they'd had a row the night before and she'd gone home to her mum's and she'd left him without any clothes, which she'd either hidden or taken with her. He also didn't have any money, so he had to borrow some money off me, and he sat down, played cards all afternoon, had a few beers, as if absolutely nothing was unusual about appearing in this way. This was Nelly all over. We had a fantastic time together. God bless him and rest his soul.
pops takes Matilda to the cinema, promises her McDonald's afterwards. We come outside the cinema, Pop says, can't find McDonald's. We'll go KFC. So they go in KFC, have the chicken, and then they come outside. Matilda says, Pops, McDonald's is next door.
Well, it's quite funny, really. They were all in a bar in Munich, and Neil told me that he was feeling rather drunk, and he just started chanting the one you see in the video, and then before you know it, everybody's joining in. And when he told me this, for years afterwards, I was asking him, can I come to Munich? Can I come to Munich? And he was always like, I can't take you there. I can't take you there, you'd struggle. So the second year when he did that chant, I woke up and he sent me the video, and that was the video I sent you. And that's the explanation behind it. And the rest is history.